His goal is to be the best bull rider who ever lived. 20-year-old Colton Fritzland is well on his way. The 2018 Rifle High School graduate put on quite a show last week in the National Finals Rodeo at Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas. Fritzland entered the competition as the 10th-ranked bull rider in the world. When the arena dust finally settled, he shot up to number 3, walked away with a nice payday and some impressive honors.
I had a final that I dreamed of, you know. I was blessed even better there. And ended up winning the average DNFR and winning Rookie of the Year this year. I was going in wanting to really win a world title and that gold buckle, but, we're going to reassess my goals and see what we need to do to get there for next year.
The title of average champion is misleading, as it requires a performance that is anything but average. Fritzland says it's awarded for consistency on different bulls.
They give you 10 head. I rode 7 out of 10 bulls at the NFR this year. I was a full bull ahead of everybody. That's just what it goes to tell people, is that, given 10 days, I was the most consistent bull rider there was at the NFR this year.
Fritzland says before you hop on the back of an ornery, snorting 1,500-pound animal, you have to block everything out. He says you can't worry about what some of the judges are looking for. Just hold on tightly for 8 seconds and jump off when you hear that whistle.
A lot of guys, will look at, what one does, as far as, I guess how hard he bucks and, if he turns back, if not, but I feel like, you kind of, if you dwell on that, it'll take away from your performance, So really my biggest thing is the only thing I think about and I want to do is just do my job.
Fritzland calls it his job. It's really a way of life. Colton is a fourth-generation rodeo competitor, and he may be the best in the family. He first stepped into the arena at the ripe old age of 7.
I would rope and, ride bulls, obviously, and, just grew to liking it a lot more, and I was a lot better at it. There came a time and a place where I just sat down and I wanted to be the best at it, so I worked every day at it, and, it just started right here in Rifle, Colorado, where that's where the dream started pretty much, I started buying bulls, some practice bulls, and along with the help of my family, my mom and dad, they were right there with me to help me, and that's pretty much where it just got started, was right there.
Fritzland's numerous surgical scars are a testament to why bull riders are aptly nicknamed roughies. He's been under the knife several times to repair broken bones, but he says this is his life's calling, and it's all about getting back on that bull in pursuit of that coveted championship buckle and the right to be called the best ever.